What are some of the misconceptions that you hear about undocumented individuals and the economy systems that we have?
Yeah, I mean, many undocumented individuals have an ITIN, and with that ITIN, like you said, they are paying taxes, and their taxes are going into programs that they basically never benefit from. They would never get any sort of benefit essentially into paying into these systems, because they're already paying into programs like unemployment insurance, but they themselves cannot apply for that program because they're undocumented. So they are currently, essentially being excluded from programs that they otherwise should have the right to. Any worker, in the state has a social security number and benefits from these programs. You are paying into them when you're paying, your taxes, but you're able to apply for them. But with workers that have an ITIN or are undocumented, they are paying into these systems, but they really don't reap any benefits. So lots of these workers are, otherwise they're basically, supporting a system that just doesn't benefit them and, essentially doesn't, care about them, because they are being left out when they faced an unemployment, crisis, or they're out of work or anything like that. They basically are left to fend for themselves because they have no program to rely on, no support. So we need to make sure that there's a program for them to be included, since they are already paying into these programs that support, essentially the state's workforce.
The Excluded No More Fund would cost $800 million in its first year. Why is this a smart investment into New York's economy?
The Excluded Worker Fund showed us that the payments that individuals received from it, they used it and contributed directly to their local economies from all over the state in a time when, when folks were recovering from the pandemic. And the simple fact is that working class families spend income in order to survive. They're going to their local grocery stores and, they have to buy their groceries to feed themselves. They're paying for rent, and they're contributing to their local community, to their local economy. And in the same way that regular unemployment insurance keeps money flowing into the economy, Excluded No More would be the same, in that, folks who receive payments from Excluded No More would then allow them to survive in their communities. And, that money that they'll be getting will presumably, go back into their local economies. And so in that way, it'll be similar to folks who receive regular unemployment insurance.
And about a month ago, we spoke with somebody who had gotten the Excluded Workers Fund and was talking about the way that they utilize those funds. So listeners can check back on that. So what stage are things at right now with establishing the Excluded No More program?
So the bill has already been introduced. Its numbers are A9037 and S8165. And it had been introduced, but we're actually also really excited to finalize some amendments that we hope and we know will strengthen the bill and hopefully expand the universe of workers. So it had been introduced last session, but this session it will have to be reintroduced. So there will be some minor changes made, including the numbers of the bill. But with that will also come those new amendments, where we hope that more workers in the state will be able to rely on this program, and those workers will be able to benefit from a program like this. So we're excited for the bill to actually be finalized in a couple months with the new bill numbers and with that expanded universe of workers who will be covered under this bill as well.
What are some of the challenges that you're facing in establishing this program?
There are a few challenges I think we're facing. Number one is that I think our coalition is a statewide coalition, and a lot of elected officials, I think there's a big concentration of elected officials that are, for the most part, very supportive over in the city area. And I think in our area here in the upstate capital region, it has been a bit hard to engage some elected officials in supporting Excluded No More. But we do think that, you know, with the expanded universe of workers, hopefully these elected officials, start to really stay engaged, because a lot of, you know, their constituents could benefit from this program. And so we really hope we're able to overcome that challenge.
What else should listeners know about the Excluded No More, and where can listeners get more information?
Listeners can get more information about our Fund Excluded Workers Coalition and our Excluded No More campaign by visiting fundexcludedworkers.org. And you can also follow us on social media like Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, at Fund Excluded Workers Coalition. You know, we'll be giving lots of updates about the amendments, about where we're at in terms of level of support and engagement from elected officials on those social medias. We'll be sharing stories from excluded workers on those social medias as well, and showing support for Excluded No More in the state. We really hope elected officials and communities across the state of New York start to engage with our coalition and our campaign. And workers, you know, all together in the state, I think it's really important that we start to recognize the value of the labor that excluded workers in the state provide the state and provide to our communities. And so hopefully we get lots of support from communities and elected officials statewide for Excluded No More, since we believe it would be a really important and essential program to keep excluded workers included in our state's social safety net.
Thank you so much, Iridian Lucas Garcia, for joining us on Hudson Mohawk Magazine.
Thank you for having me.
This is Otis M. Carson. I'm from NYC, and you're listening to WGXC Acra Hudson Catskill.
I'm Cheryl Kay, host of The Jazz Disturbance, the show that started with WGXC in 2011. During our Tower Power Fall 2022 pledge drive, I'm asking for your support, and I'm asking for several reasons. One reason: we need more of you to become monthly sustaining donors, like me. We need an additional $1,250 a month, making our monthly revenue over $4,000. Another reason? Our tower lease will soon expire, and we need the funds to renew it. Yet another reason is one we're all familiar with: ongoing expenses, like electricity, the phone bill, etc. Your pledge of support helps with all of that. Shows like The Jazz Disturbance and Situation Fluxus, the other show that I host on Thursdays, have a home on the FM dial. Make your pledge of support at wgxc.org/donate or call area code 518-697-7400. That's wgxc.org/donate or 518-697-7400. Thank you.
Top 10, not a politician and not you, and when I meet face to face, yeah, don't be late. I'm just talking on the phone, yeah, I'm not gonna wait. When you get to tell me, you better locate. If it's taking up my time, then you're beep beep. And the man bring a noise.
trying to bend. I tried to tell you all what would happen to you. I tried to make you see I was telling the truth. I was trying to be everything you want me to be. I can't please everyone, I'ma let it be. Beep, beep, yeah, I'm trying to come through. Beep, beep, yeah, I'm bringing something new. Beep, beep, yeah, I'm trying to come through. Beep, beep, yeah, I'm bringing something new. There's no limit, I'm trying to feel it.
Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. Listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Georgia. I'm 11, and I am also from Hudson.
I'm Amelia. I am also from Hudson, and I'm 20.
Yeah, I'm 8 years old, and I'm also from Hudson.
And we're here every week talking about books.
Books we love, books we hate.
And bookish
things.
And we've been talking about bookish things on the radio. Not all of us, but at least me. But Bound by Books has been talking about books on the radio on WGXC 90.7 FM since February 28th, 2011.
Bound by Books is almost as old as me.
And she is old. Just kidding, you're not that old. But almost 12.
Yeah, true.
We're a tween. Yep. I can't wait until we're a teenage radio show. We're 13. That's going to be so cool. But we might be grumpy swamp monsters, according to Georgia. It's going to be a rough year. Bound by Books. Just a bunch of grumps talking about books all year long.
You remembered that.
Yeah. But we are super grateful to WGXC for existing and allowing youth voice and empowering youth voices to take over the airwaves multiple times per week, every year since its founding, and even before its founding.
Yep.
And as dedicated WGXC programmers, we are very proud and grateful to be able to support the fall 2022 Tower Power Pledge Drive.
Ooh.
What is the Tower Power Pledge Drive, Georgia?
So the Tower Power Pledge Drive is for raising money for WGXC because basically, I mean, to broadcast radio, you have to have a tower, and this drive is very significant because later this year, a decision will be faced about whether WGXC's FM signal is financially viable enough to renew the lease with American Tower for another 5 years, and the current lease expires in 2023, and maintaining the FM signal is a huge expenditure, but we think that occupying a space on the radio dial for local voices is important, and we are all committed to keeping WGXC on the FM airwaves, but we cannot do this without the help of you listeners.
You listeners, we need your help.
You guys, that's right.
We're going to be turning 12 and needing to decide if we can commit to another 5 years of this tower lease. And we really want to be able to do it, but obviously we have to make smart decisions and figure out, will we be able to financially support that lease and continue operations? So it's more important than ever for people to contribute to WGXC. We are looking to secure additional sustaining supporters towards the ultimate goal of 5,000 in monthly contributions.
And please donate, because we can't keep WGXC running without your help.
But we do want WGXC to be sustainable and to be around for many years to come. And
yes,
for exactly. Georgia to be able to be an adult like me and Amelia and have new kids coming on the show, being the young kids on the show.
Ooh.
And there are a number of sustaining supporters already for WGXC, and we thank them all for their support. But we still need to bring in, for this pledge drive, a total of 1,250 more in monthly donations. So
Whoa.
People that are willing to give a certain amount every month to help keep WGXC on the air. So that is a big number, but it's also not that big of a number. I think we can do it.
Yes. I know it seems like a lot, but you'll even have to give that much money a month. You could even give as little as like $5 a month.
Mm-hmm. And $5 a month. Works out to $60 a year, and
it makes a huge difference
that we might not have otherwise.
Yeah, and $60 can make a huge difference, and mm-hmm. it's just really empowering to have youth voices be heard, and keeping WGXC running would be a great way to preserve that right.
So people can make a donation in many different ways. If you want to become a sustaining supporter or you want to do a one-time donation, you can pledge online at wgxc.org/donate, or you can pledge by phone, 518-697-7400. And I'll repeat those, wgxc.org/donate, 518-697-7400. You can also, during this special pledge drive, check out some of our fabulous local record stores in the region and donate there. So three of our lovely local record stores are collecting donations for WGXC this month.
Got Why, Spikes. Emily, which ones?
Oh, I'm glad you asked. We've got Spikes Record Rack in Catskill, John Doe Books and Records in Hudson.
I love that one.
Boom and Bloom Records and Flowers in East Durham. I have not been to East Durham in a long time. I'm curious about Boom and Bloom Records and Flowers. So they sell records and flowers. That's a cool combo. I like it.
Very, very hippie. I love it.
And that's very nice of them all to collect donations on WGXC's behalf. So yeah, we're looking to raise 1,250 in monthly donations this month. And we hope some of you out there listening will help contribute to that, whether you are a new donor and want to start becoming a sustaining supporter, or if you're a sustaining supporter and want to increase your donation. So if you've been giving $5 a month, maybe you can give $10 a month, or $15 a month, or $25, or $50, or $250. Every amount is really helpful in helping WGXC stay on the air, stay on the FM dial, make us feel confident to be able to renew the tower lease for another 5 years, help make our tween radio show, 12-year-old radio show dreams come true. And of course, WGXC, as our listeners likely know, is a program division of Wave Farm, and so all donations are tax deductible to the full extent of the law. Hooray! Yay! So I'll give those numbers one more time. Contact points, wgxc.org/donate. Or by phone, you can call 518-697-7400. We hope you'll join us in supporting this amazing community resource. Oh, also just a quick note, there's a special event for those listening on Friday. There is going to be an event on Saturday, October 22nd from noon to 6 at Wave Farm in Acre, where you can drop in and get a tour of the property, including the WGXC Acre Studio and site-specific property installations. And if you're from a community organization, you can record PSAs and station IDs for broadcast. And then there's also going to be a new project that people can participate in by Jen Cutler. So definitely feel free to join the fun on Saturday at Wave Farm. You can get information at wavefarm.org. It's a lovely property, and I'm sure this is like the best time of year to be out there because of all the fall foliage. So it's a good excuse to go wander the woods and engage in some cool radio projects. But yeah, while all of you are making your donations, we're going to talk about some books because that's what we do. What did you want to talk about today, Fatia?
And this is a poem I was reading, like, ever since my first time reading poems. It's the name is Orange. We all just flowers in the sun. We start small. We live through sunny days, which help us grow. Rains would nauseous our souls, and storms which nearly end us, yet we survive. But flowers have no fear. They grow without worry of envy from other flowers, but don't feel inferior to those taller or super to those not quite as tall. Wouldn't it be sad of a flower didn't bloom at all for fear that its colors wouldn't be as bright, or as its petals may not be good enough for the world? Each one blooms in its own way, knowing without knowing that's all there is to life. Each one has worth. It really doesn't matter if you are an early or late bloomer. Just as long as you make sure to bloom to your full potential, enjoy your time in the sun. I'm not sure who it's by from, but it's amazing. I love this because I love flowers so much.
Do you have a favorite line from that poem? It was very beautiful.
My favorite line would be the first line. It's the best line, and the last line, which is the very last one, it's enjoy your time in the sun. I love that.
That is nice. Can you remind us of the first line?
Okay, the first line is, we start small, we live through sunny days.
Mm, yeah, that was really pretty.
Thank you.
Thank you. I love our weekly poem from Fatia. I also like hearing about books, but it's nice to hear a poem every week. So Amelia, what would you like to talk about today?
Last week, I talked a little bit about one of the books I got from Barnes & Noble about yokai, which are essentially Japanese demons. And this is one of those books that I'm kind of flipping through and reading the stories as I find them, because, you know, there's no continuity. You can just kind of flip and read whatever you want, and it's a lot of fun. I'm looking at this page, and I'm also trying to look up a pronunciation of what it actually is, because I do not want to butcher the name of this. I believe it's called Hudakuchi Onna, which is a story about a man who— There are a lot of variations of this story because it is mythology, and so it's been told mostly through oral tradition for most of the years. This is just the version I read in this book, but I've heard other versions online as well, because this one in particular just caught my eye, called Futokuchi Onna, which is about a yokai where the story basically goes that a man marries a very beautiful woman, but after he marries her, the food in his house starts to go missing. And one night he comes home to realize that even though his wife eats very little, the mouth on the back of her head that's hidden by her hair eats a lot more than she does. So she has basically been hiding a mouth under her hair, a second mouth. And it's very interesting. If you look online, there's a lot of different versions of the story. Wikipedia pretty much has the whole, from origin to modern day tellings of it. Of course, that's Wikipedia, so you take that with a grain of salt, because, you know, but it's very interesting. Some are a lot darker than that version of the story, some are a lot more lighthearted, but I found that story in this book, and I thought it was really, really interesting and really kind of creepy, and it's October, so I decided to talk about it.
Yeah, it's interesting. So food starts going missing. And the resolution is it's because she has an extra mouth under her
head.
Not just that she's eating the food, but she's using her secret mouth to take the food. Look how sneaky you could be with your extra mouth on your head.
The interesting thing is the story seems to imply that the mouth is like a separate entity from the woman, that it demands things of her and she has to obey it, which is in itself kind of horrifying to think about, but you know.
Fascinating. I would not like another entity eating food out of my head. That's interesting. And creepy. Very timely.
Yeah.
I have a sort of scary book, but it's not really scary at all. I'm mostly joking. So the book I wanted to talk about today is called Killer Underwear Invasion: How to Spot Fake News, Disinformation, and Conspiracy Theories by Elise Gravel. And this is really cute. It's an informational picture book, graphic novel that talks about fake news and disinformation and how you can kind of tell what is real and what is fake. And I think that's definitely something in this day and age that kids should be learning. And it does it in a cute and fun way, and in a way that doesn't like necessarily like point fingers or take sides in terms of like pointing out specific groups or individuals that do this, but more like why people might do it. Like what do they stand to benefit from it? And so, yeah, it's very cute. And so it's Killer Underwear Invasion, because one of the examples of a fake news story is about killer underwear. That's got these like cute cartoony characters that teach you everything. And it's spread out very succinctly. It's the different chapters are, what is fake news? Why do people make up news? Why is disinformation such a bad thing? What happens when fake news blows up? Why do we believe fake news? And how to tell real news from fake news? She does a lot of books that are informational, but also like fun and cute. Like I really liked her book, The Mushroom Club and the Bug Club were two that I really enjoyed. She also has a book called Pink, Blue, and You, Questions for Kids About Gender Stereotypes. And she also has a book called It's My Body, which celebrates how bodies can be different. And yeah, they're just always really cute. She has non-informational books too, like ones that aren't trying to teach you something. And I really liked her series, Arlo and Pips. I think I've talked about those on the show before. They're really cute. Yeah. That's my slightly scary book. It's got a scary title. And disinformation is kind of scary because so many people believe disinformation. So that's Killer Underwear Invasion by Elise Gravel.
That sounds really good.
What did you want to talk about, Georgia?
Well, I am going to talk about a graphic novel I read recently. It is called Just Pretend by Tori Sharp and My Neighbor Lent This to Me. And it was really good. I think that this is a really good book. And like, I think that it's not like a lot of the other middle grade graphic novels where all it is like boy drama, girl drama, you know, that kind of thing, like just drama. It does have some drama, but it's not specifically on that. And I think a lot of people could relate to the stuff in this book. So I'm going to read the description. Tori has never lived in just one world. There's the world in her head and the world outside of it. And since her parents' divorce, the outside world has been split into her mom's house and her dad's new apartment, and then his next new apartment. And then there's school, where friendships are shifting, and everything is beginning to feel more and more out of Tori's hands. Thankfully, she has books. They've always been there, but now the stories she makes up in her head may just save her when everything else around her, friendship, school, family, is falling apart. So that was Just Pretend by Tori Sharp.
And that is a memoir?
Is it a memoir? Oh, yes. It is based off of her childhood. And this is a middle grade graphic novel.
Very cool. Thank you for sharing your book. We got some good news recently that I can't remember if I shared on the radio. But this year, this coming year, in 2023, In addition to hopefully WGXC renewing their tower lease, which you can support by making